This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Office of the Prime Minister instructs concerned bodies to probe into Rautahat and Bhairava incidents. Health Minister Giriraj Mani Pokhrel tables Health Insurance Bill 2074 in the meeting of the Legislature Parliament and at least 50 civilians killed by militants in northern Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has instructed the concerned bodies to probe into the two sensitive incidents that occurred in Rautahat and Bhairava and to submit factual report within 15 days. In a press statement issued by the Council of Ministers yesterday, the Ministry of Supply has been asked for finding facts behind the rumours swirling around the purchase of land by Nepal Oil Corporation in Bhairava. Similarly, the Ministry of Home Affairs has been asked to look into the drowning of four miners in a pit dug on road site in Rautahat district. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission has begun investigation on four girl children who were drowned in a pit in Rautahat district. NHRC said a team from the regional office in Janakpur has already reached the place of incident for further investigation. Similarly, the locals in Rautahat district have demonstrated against the death of four children. The locals argued that the children drowned in the pit because of the recklessness of Division Road Office and the construction entrepreneurs. Protesting the incident with a demonstration of the dead bodies at a major intersection in Gaur yesterday, the locals also imposed transportation strike along the east-west highway. The locals, however, agreed to end the transportation strike after the families of those killed in the incident were insured 25,000 each for performing funeral rites and action against the culprits. Likewise, the Industry, Commerce and Consumer Welfare Committee under the Legislature Parliament is to carry out an on-site visit of the land purchased by Nepal Oil Corporation. Committee President Bhishma Raj Angdambe informed yesterday's meeting that a group of lawmakers elected from the four districts where the land had been purchased will be sent for the on-site monitoring. He said that preparation is underway to send the group to Chapa, Sarlahi, Chitwan and Rupindahi districts for on-site study. The group will collect real facts by holding discussion with representatives of concerned offices, people's representatives of local level and locals of the area. Similarly, the Agriculture and Water Resources Committee under the Legislature Parliament has directed the government to measure quality of milk and dairy products being produced and distributed across the country, including Kathmandu Valley, at the earliest and take action against those found producing or distributing substandard dairy products. The committee's meeting yesterday also directed concerned ministry to amend laws causing obstacles for monitoring dairy products and food items in the market. In response, Minister for Livestock Development Santakumar Tharu said initiatives will be taken to carry out reform following monitoring. He also pledged to create employment opportunities for youths within the country by increasing additional subsidy in livestock farming. Minister for Health Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has made public the 26-point commitment paper aimed at further streamlining the healthcare services in the country. At a program organized by the Ministry of Health yesterday, Minister Pokhrel asserted that the government is concerned about rendering healthcare services to public from all social strata. Minister Pokhrel reaffirmed that the health rights incorporated in the constitution will be ensured for people at all levels of all federal provinces in the country. The health minister assured the state will be liable to bear the health incidence of poor, marginalized Dalit and severely physically disabled people. He also pledged to increase the budget from existing 4.2% to 8%. He said the new health policy will be issued this year, incorporating relevant issues from the Health Policy 2071, while the acts like Health Act and Medicine Act will be formulated in line with the new federal setup. The paper has further incorporated the programs and services relating to infant health, safe motherhood, communicable, non-communicable diseases control, mental health, among others. Meanwhile, Health Minister Giriraj Mani Pokhrel tabled Health Insurance Bill 2074 in yesterday's meeting of the Legislature Parliament. While tabling the bill, he said the government has brought the bill to make health service more effective, people-oriented and accessible to all. The bill on caste-based discrimination and unsociability, crime and punishment was also approved unanimously in yesterday's meeting. In the meeting, a proposal to form an eminent persons group comprising of landlocked countries, tabled by Deputy Prime Minister Krishna Bahadur Mahara, was passed unanimously. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. news bulletin on 2. But before that, a short break.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो जीएसएम डाटा प्याक
100 रुपियाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपियाँमा त 850 MB साँच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपियाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. news bulletin. On to more news now. Rashtriya Janata Party has said that it will only participate in the local level elections after endorsement of constitution amendment proposal. At a press conference yesterday, RJP coordinator Mahanta Thakur accused the government of not being sensitive to endorse the proposal by taking the opposition into confidence. Stressing that the number of local levels should be increased through political process, he urged the Council of Ministers to endorse the demands of Rashtriya Janata Party, including declaring martyrdom to those killed in different movements in Madhes in the past and providing treatment and medicines to the injured. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Janata Party Central Committee meeting began yesterday to take official decision whether or not to participate in the local elections stated for coming September 18. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 50 civilians have been killed by militants in northern Afghanistan. Officials report that a checkpoint manned by local police was attacked in the Mirzawalang area of Sherepul province. A spokesperson for the provincial governor said the assailants then entered the village and shot dead many Shia Muslim civilians, including women and children. He reported that 7 members of the Afghan security forces were also killed, as well as a number of insurgents. A combination of Taliban and Islamic State group fighters, including foreigners, are believed to be involved. Both are Sunni Muslim militant groups. The Taliban denied killing civilians, saying that its fighters had killed 28 members of a government-supported militia in the area. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani condemned the attack. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has said a search is underway for 10 men who escaped with weapons after an attack on a military base. The assault in the northwestern city of Valencia was carried out by 20 people. 2 were killed, 1 was injured, and 7 were arrested. Earlier, a video posted on social media showed uniformed men saying they were rising against a murderous tyranny. Despite the incident, the situation appears to be calm in the country. On state television, Maduro congratulated the army for its immediate reaction in putting down the attack in the early hours of Sunday, saying they have earned his admiration. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain possible at many places of the eastern and central regions and moderate rain possible at some places of the western region. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 30.2 degrees Celsius, minimum of 21.2 and rainfall 10.5 millimeters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Office of the Prime Minister instructs concerned bodies to probe into Rauterhat and Bhairahawa incidents. Health Minister Giriraj Mani Pokhrel tabled Health Insurance Bill 2074 in the meeting of the Legislature Parliament, and at least 50 civilians killed by militants in northern Afghanistan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.